When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to liberal women making the world the worst.
Yes, welcome. We're so happy you joined us. Or are we? Because I guess we're so unhappy. So this is part 2 of an episode we were not intending to be a part 2, but we just had so many thoughts and so much to say. It's too much to say. So go listen to part 1 of Single Women Get Married. This conversation started in part because of this rhetoric around, like, why didn't single women go conservative during this midterm elections here, that I thought was very funny, that happened to coincide with this email that we received about how liberal women are just not happy and they are ruining everything.
Ruining everything. That is my life goal. Here we go.
Here we go. So let's jump in. And this is where they try to include studies to look more credible, which we're going to talk about. But the big red font title reads, "A new study proves feminism failed women. Liberal women are more unhappy without men, babies, and marriage." For decades now, the feminist agenda has been in full swing in these United States, making strides towards women's equality, independence, personal empowerment, and government support. But are women happier in 2022? The answer for liberal women is a very loud no. That's from a survey of the American Family. Yes.
Okay.
The answers. So, okay. All right. There's a lot to talk about here. We've talked about women and happiness on this show. We had 3 Monday minis on it. So you can see those where we discussed some of these surveys. I have, so the links they included, some are more concrete, some are more credible than others. I would say, I have a lot of theories for why this could possibly be. And I know you have some, Samantha. Uh-huh. Basically, one of my first thoughts when I heard that which again, we've had studies that have shown the complete opposite on here, and we've talked about them on here. Mm-hmm. I would say, like, if that's in any way true, it would be because right now it feels like an attack on women and liberalism and democracy. Like, of course, it's hard to report high levels of happiness during a pandemic when Roe v. Wade gets overturned and we have all of these like negative things when it comes to the strides intersectional feminism has made. Like, that makes sense to me. I can tell you my happiness has suffered because of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I, it's really funny because the links that they put on here, and I went to look at a couple of them, the way they're misreporting the information in itself, because you have to take in the big factors. And that's, in fact, I think one of the links is The Guardian. We've used The Guardian, and they are pretty reliable in the way they report. But we know why they use The Guardian, and we know what The Guardian was trying to say, because we talked about it before. But the fact is they are taking numbers and saying, see, when in actuality, like you said, the circumstances right now are most likely making liberal women who believe in bodily autonomy, equal pay, racial justice, are not happy with what is happening right now. And we've not talked too much about Christian nationalism outside of talking about QAnon and then the red pill and all of that. But we don't love our government. Even with it turning blue-ish, we don't love what they are doing because they are too moderate for those who would truly consider themselves liberal. And when I say too moderate, they're playing a game in order to try to take the high road. And again, there's so many things to talk about that. I'm putting myself out there and people are like, oh my God, you're so left-leaning. It's to the point of like, as a social worker, what I've seen in the system that I've worked in the government, what I see is nothing is able to happen because no one is making any changes outside of those to the extreme far right, especially in the state of Georgia. Not everywhere. Again, the media likes to play up both ends, but like what I'm saying to them, what I see as that person sitting here, as the fact that I worked at the government for the state of Georgia, and as our current governor, he is very far right, and he's still considered moderate by most because he's not completely Trump. But what he has taken is really extreme measures to not help our children. That's what I've seen. So all these things, like, we don't love the government, even if they are the ones we voted for. They are not who we truly wanted. And so therefore, yeah, I think for the most part, we are really honest and like, they're not doing what they promised they were going to do. And or they're not able to, that's a whole different conversation because of all the roadblocks. So a liberal woman who truly is seeking liberal gains, as in true rights, to what we see as being equal to the rest of the people. So no, we've not been happy probably the last hundreds of years. Were we more happier when Roe v. Wade did come into effect? Absolutely. Celebrated that. Were we happier when queer rights actually happened and gay marriage was actually noticed? Yes. And recognized by the country? Yes. We celebrated the hell out of that. But that's all turning back, especially since 2016. So we're a little concerned and unhappy. We're also the same ones who are probably like, yes, we need to be in quarantine. Yes, we need to mask up. No, we're not happy about it. We are probably all like have acknowledged and actual diagnosed mental health stuff because we go to therapy. And so therefore, we are unhappy about this situation. But we acknowledge because these things are happening and they have not been handled. Like, I know that's personal, and I'm going on a rant, but by God, for the love of Jesus, you are correct when we are honest in our opinions.
Yeah, and I think that's a key point. I think both, as you said, context is missing from these numbers, if they're even like accurate, and who did they ask, and there's important context missing. I think that liberal women, and this could be a generalization that I've experienced, are more likely to be honest and to report those kinds of things. But also, and this is a much bigger topic, it's a very controversial topic. We've been talking about doing this episode forever, but I do think that not a lot of conservative women who really buy in to the conservative rhetoric of, you know, women and marriage and all that stuff, I think that they're less likely to admit that they're, you know, being a mother is hard and it's not always perfect or easy, or like, I think they're less likely to say that.
Right. And let's be honest. And I saw an amazing TikTok the other day because, you know, TikTok, we're apparently a world of TikTok. That's my world. That's where I get my information. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. But no, like, I've seen so much content, and we're actually looking up and researching about Christian nationalism and what it's doing to women, and why there's concerns and understanding what is happening, especially to that group of people. And I, you and I have two different backgrounds, because though you did come from a very small town, your mother and father did not entrench you to the level of Christianity that a lot of other people around you, as you talked about even, have gone through. And myself, in being told, as women, we are always being told this anyway, but in general, to not show when you're unhappy, to put on that happy face, to be demure, to be kind, to be grateful, and never come outside of that. So there's this whole level when it comes to women in families, in conservative families, in churches, specific to things that would be in alignment with Christian nationalism, are told to step back and that they will suffer if they're too honest, being that you need to show your gratefulness. And if you dare to show the truth and take down that mask, you are sinning against God and your husband. So there are so many things to this level and this rhetoric that is so dangerous in itself, because that's also why the statistics are higher when it comes to domestic violence for those in what would be like Western religion. And we see that, and we also see that, like, in religion in general, when it's specifically made up by the patriarch, and it is to hold up a patriarch, that it is women who suffer for it and told not to complain, and that it is sin to do so. So there's so many levels to this conversation. One of the most liberating things that I had when I went, turned away, I guess, or walked away from religion, organized religion, was understanding that the faults they told me I had and all the things that were wrong with me were not anything wrong with me. It just was how I was created. And if this God that they talked about was so loving and kind and the creator, then I should embrace who I am, as long as it is, you know, not harming other people. As in, like, this was my survival tactics. This was who I was born to be. I was, like, abandoned left and right, abused left and right. And my strength, my independence, my ability to survive and finally come to the point that I can recognize myself was what made me who I am and how I survived all those years. And then you're telling me that can't be you anymore. You have to let that go and become a whole different person for you to have value in a system. And so many women in that culture, that's what they learn. That's what they're told, and that's what they find their value. And to turn your back to that is just literally spitting in the face of who you should be. So you're being ungrateful and like you are a traitor to that lifestyle. Yeah. So there's so much to this that I'm like, you are forgetting. And again, I also want to come back to this point because I'm getting real serious, I know. That his whole beef is not about people being single. His whole beef is that they're liberal. But they have to tie that in together, because none of this is talking about being single. None of the articles that he sent us is talking about single, except for the connected life via marriage. It's most of it is about being liberal. So to that point, I'm like, so what singleness has to have to do with any of this other than they are controlled by family or that traditional lifestyle and being told, if you had these things, you would better understand why we're trying to control you more.
Right. And we do have episodes coming out on, long planned, on religious trauma. They are coming, we promise. Because, like, to be clear, you know, religion has helped people. Motherhood's not all bad. These are things, these are the messages he's saying, though. Like, in this email, the implications of what he is saying is just so problematic in a lot of ways.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Okay, I want to continue. So this person runs a pro-patriot, pro-masculine, pro-Christian group and dares to ask the question, why? And then there's some numbers that are given about women getting married later than ever, unmarried women. And here's a quote. As it turns out, when you turn against God's plan, you become unhappy. On the contrary, when you embrace God's plan, the plan of traditional family and children, both men and women are happier on the whole.
Which is funny to me because, once again, if you stick by Paul, Paul says don't get married. His whole shtick was if you are literally horny, then get married because how you don't sin. But outside of that, they bring you down. His whole spiel is this, which is why he remained unmarried, but with some young boys. Take that for what it is. But like he had this whole thing, and we know the majority of the New Testament, which is what is a big conversation here, is literally saying, don't get married.
I love that you just, well, actually, this guy.
I know. But like, what's so funny is because if you see the Gospels, which are talking about Mark, Luke, John, Matthew, which by the way, only one of them, I believe, was a disciple. Mm-hmm. John, who his whole message, John's whole damn message is about love. If you want to go through his like entire thing is you cannot love. If you don't love, you're not of God. Like that's exactly what his whole spiel was. But the other Gospels are literally saying this is the church, the Father, the church, and the Holy Ghost, which is the bride, the husband, and the Father. Like, that's the analogy that it comes to, supposedly. I think the translations have been ripped through a lot, and there's a lot of conversations about this. We know within that world, which I'm not going to get into, people are going to yell at me. But all of that to say is, sure, that's exactly that level of trust. Like the father in the is the guide you, and the church is the one that follows Jesus. So that's how it's supposed to make up the marriage world. That type of level, which, by the way, if we want to talk about it, Jesus was very humble and didn't do anything to actually hurt the wife or the church. So, you know, that's on the husband who beats them and cheats on them and or, you know, does all these abusive things. Jesus did not do that, just as a reminder. And also did not command. He never once commanded that you have to do this, is that if you love a person, then you should do this. Again, whatever. That's a whole different level. But the fact is, when it came down to Paul's teaching, which is the rest of the New Testament outside of Revelation and all that, he didn't think marriage was great. As in fact, he kind of made fun of Peter, who was married, and thought he was the lesser.
What?
That's a whole different conversation. Wow. I'm sure people are going to be at me like, that's not true. It's true. They hated each other. He tried to kill them until he converted.
Oh my God.
Just as a reminder.
It's been a long time since I read the Bible, so
I remember all these things. But all of this again comes back to like this whole level of like, this is God's intended purpose. Not really. I mean, in the Old Testament that happened, and they had multiple wives, and then they also killed their wives, and also they trapped it into marriage by raping them. So that happened in the Old Testament, sure.
Oh, gosh. Wow, man. Really, really well, actually, this guy. I love it. our religious drama episodes are going to be intense.
Oh, I have a lot of thoughts.
Gosh. Yes. Well, I love it. and then, so the email continues, and it has a quote from this survey they got from AEI.
Which is a conservative survey, by the way.
It's a conservative, yeah. And it says, you know, conservatives, Americans who embrace family first values and virtues that steer them towards wedlock marriage have happier, more fulfilling lives. And this is especially true for conservative women, this claims. And here's a quote from this survey that they cited. The problem facing liberals, then, is that too many of them have embraced the false narrative that the path to happiness runs counter to marriage and family life, not towards it. They think independence, freedom, and work will make them happy, which is why significant portions of the popular media are filled these days with these stories celebrating divorce and singleness.
How dare you?
I know. The secret to happiness for most men and women involves marriage and a life based around the family.
I love that he, I know you skipped this part, but like, I love that he brings out an article from Bloomberg. And he's like, in reality, married mothers are richer than the single women. Like, so there's money talked about in here. I'm like, I don't think you know what that means.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's so much in here that I'm like, oh boy, we could really pick this apart.
I really do want to do like a tag by tag, like let's talk about this because wow.
Yeah.
And we are. I'm just going in frantic mode of like, what is wrong with this dude?
This is an email we received, just to reiterate. I love that they think independence, freedom, and work will make them happy.
I'm like, you obviously have not talked to one liberal person because they will tell you, no, we're trying for a 4-day work week. Mm-hmm. We would rather not work. Or if we're working, we want to do something that we love. And that's hard to find because there's so many little opportunities for women. And that's why we're unhappy with our job.
Yeah, which we talked about kind of that issue before about women going to the office and then you're still facing like all of the sexism. It's not like it went away.
Right.
And we could go to work. And that like, you know, that first wave of feminism was really revolving around getting women, white women specifically, equal pay. And we still don't have that. So, of course, like, we're still frustrated.
Right. And we still don't have equity when it comes to getting any type of rights in general. And they're still being discriminated against for wanting children in the first place. Which, by the way, that puts a roadblock in wanting children. Bro?
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes, so much stuff. And then it continues. This guy, who is a student of history, says the downfall of our happiness began when the communist platform of Karl Marx and the feminist revolution started attacking traditional family and capitalism. Oh, gosh. Here's a quote from him directly. "The specter of communism in all of its forms always seeks to disrupt the nuclear family. This holds true from the Communist Manifesto to the 13 principles of Black Lives Matter, which both blatantly seek to disrupt and abolish the Western prescribed nuclear family. What's the first step? Destroy the head of the nuclear family, the husband and father."
Why are men so fragile?
This does feel pretty male fragility.
Aw, poor man. Mm-hmm. And of course, the term Western prescribed, we know what that is. Again, hello, white supremacy, we're here. Mm-hmm. Hey, hey.
Yes, and he goes on, "Karl Marx hated the traditional family, writing proudly, 'Abolition of the family. On what foundation is the present family, the bourgeoisie family, based? On capital, on private gain. In its completely developed form, this family exists only among the bourgeoisie. This bourgeoisie family will vanish as a matter of course when its complement vanishes, and both will vanish with the vanishing of capital." It's kind of like a, Oh, and speaking of, oh my gosh.
Does he, like, that's just that word private gain. I'm like, is that offensive to you? That you don't like being told that, yeah, you're doing this for your own gain?
Anyway. Yeah, doesn't like it. I love this part. He quotes the 45 goals of communism as written into the Congressional Record of 1963, and he includes three bullet points. "Discredit the family as an institution. Encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. Emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. Attribute prejudices, mental blocks, and a word I'm not going to say of children to suppressive influence of parents." So it's like blaming the parents, I guess, and women. I mean, it's not said, but implied, women be promiscuous and they can get divorced now.
Right. Also, this is obviously that last, the attributes prejudice and mental blocks. This is about a critical race theory, like that's just, which mm-hmm. that is not introduced, you son of a in high school, middle schools, elementary school. So that is not a thing. This is why Texas still thinks that they can, never mind. I'm gonna stop. Sorry, Texas, we love you. Mm-hmm. But I was told by a person growing up, they're like, we didn't have American history, we only had Texas history.
I've heard that too.
She actually told
me. Right in.
Yeah, she was came in. She was like, oh, I didn't know. Like when we were in college talking about any of the things, I don't think it was anything big. Like I'm trying to think of like Black Wall Street. I learned about it in college, but it was like a very blip. I don't think that was even the conversation. Like things like that, we didn't even talk about Tuskegee. Nothing. It was something like, yeah, this is the United States and this is what happened. She was like, oh, I don't know that because they didn't teach us anything out of Texas history. Y'all, those who are in Texas, is that still a thing? Those who grew up in Texas, is that still a thing? Or are they doing American history? But she was very baffled.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Please write in. Please write in. There's certainly like a lot of ableism going on here too.
Obviously.
And I love it. It feels very defensive. Again, it feels very much like they're blaming the parents. The parents.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And then to wrap up, at the end is this like list of questions
we could ask. For his credit, it's kind of nice to see. Like, all right, you helped do the work. This makes it easy, which is what he knows.
Yes. All right. So here's what he knows. We could ask, how did the modern welfare state marginalize men and make single motherhood attractive? How has the feminist movement made promises it could never keep? How has vilifying men and babies impacted our world? Why are conservative women in traditional marriages, on average, happier? What does masculinity have to do with solving this problem? What fallout has the absence of fathers created in our society? Why is the Black community a model that the Democrat Party would like to repeat with all people groups? Why are traditional gender roles and traditional marriage so outrageous to the left? What is a man's role in resolving this societal problem?
His penis?
I know. I mean, we're making fun. This is all so offensive, but it's also like, oh, silly. Like,
thank you for this email, dude, because now I know not only are you a misogynist, not only are you sexist, you are absolutely racist and ableist. So everything about you, which by the way, this dude got like a really serious injury. So bro, you should understand about disabilities just a little bit, but you can't stop yourself. And that's why you sell yourself as an ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, again, I almost thought this was a joke when I got this email. I was like, surely not. The vilifying babies, that is...
I mean, some babies are evil.
That's what horror movies tell me.
That's what I see. But no, like, I honestly, as one of those who actually worked to try to, what he would say, save a traditional family, because I worked in suburban areas, small rural Georgia areas, which is predominantly made up of literally like low-income white families. And those are the families that I worked with. And I'm telling you what, I got some really fun, amazing reactions from them. I was trying to save them. I was trying to sure do help them. I will say that. But you know what? They have no help from those who seek to tell them that they need to do better. And also who seek to tell them that it's not their fault. It's obviously the Black community who is becoming the role model of the Democratic Party, which, man, I really wish... If we could follow suit to all the Black women who have created such an amazing route and path for us, that would be phenomenal. That's part of the problem. We're not actually following that model.
Right. Right. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like,
that's why I'm unhappy.
Like I said, we have a lot of reason to be unhappy. I think he's missing that point. That's like one of the key points.
Yeah, I also love that he's talking about all these things that have been literal roadblocks that the Republican Party uses and or the the Conservative Party, the Families First Party, as they would like to think themselves because they don't really care about other families, just their family. But that they are the reason why these roadblocks are happening. The movement made promises it could never keep because you're roadblocking everything.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And it's also one of those things where clearly, like, as a white man, I'm sure you felt very happy and comfortable. Like, and surely everyone in my life, this is their best time, right, too. And if it's not, it's because of feminism or the black community or like whatever it is. He's just very clearly focused on himself and his own worldviews and has not even thought to think beyond that.
Yes. Again, also they're so out of touch that they sent us a request.
Yes.
Like that's how little they're aware of their surroundings and how little they care about who they're talking to.
Mm-hmm. I thought about that too. I was like, you're kind of by sending this to us, you're proving exactly what we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of like, oh yeah, sure. These ladies, they'd love to talk to me about this.
Essentially like, oh, women, mom. Yeah. Got them. They're in our groups. Let's do this.
Yeah.
The lack of self-awareness. Whew, I love it.
Yes. I mean, we could, like you said, we could pick apart every line of this. We won't. But I mean, like, again, I know. We've talked about this before, but just to, like, wrap up, this is really funny. And it's fun to imagine, like, you or I have so much power, feminism has so much power that he's like, it's ruining society.
We're trying, bro. We're trying. You're giving us so much credit.
I know. You're giving us so much credit, to be honest. Like, we've done a lot. but it's always funny to hear these where I'm like,
that's going to be the soundbite.
You're ruining
too.
Disney or whatever.
The conservatives are going to take, we're trying to ruin society. They're going to take this and run with it. I can't wait. But also, and also coming back to that part of our conversations, we're not ragging on motherhood or family life, because that's beautiful. When it's done correctly and when you are happy and it is all equal, it is a gorgeous thing to see. And that's what you love. If you love being a stay-at-home mom, taking care of your house and having this agreement that you have fully communicated, wonderful. Mm-hmm. That I am so excited for that. But that's the whole point, is that we want to be able to have the choice to live the life that we choose.
Yes.
Point blank.
Exactly.
And having the freedom to do so and being happy to do so without harming others.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, this was quite a funny thing to pick through, but it is still very frightening and toxic that people believe this.
Yeah.
So, I hope you had a good laugh, like I said at the top, but it's like infuriating and funny.
Cringe, pause, funny?
Yeah.
Question mark.
Yeah. I had to read it like 3 times before I was like, oh my gosh, I guess this is real. But yeah, listeners, if you have any thoughts about this, I'm sure that you do. Please let us know. You can email us at stephaniamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StephOneNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you. You're the best. And Joey, if this goes on TikTok, you are also the best. Thank you for doing this.
Yes. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.